We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Nedarim Ushvuos, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Tes, V'zehu. Now we'll understand another pasuk, which is mentioned in Navi, which the Arizal and the Zohar Kodesh quote related to the coming of Moshiach. The pasuk says, Chinam Nimkartem, you were sold for nothing. Veloy bekesef tigoelu, and you're not going to be redeemed with silver. Kiim mi sitra de zohov, but the Zohar HaKadosh says that what this is telling us is that the final redemption is not going to be with silver. Silver represents chesed. Silver is whiteness. White silver is whitish, corresponding to chesed, but rather it's going to come from zohov. Gold. Gold is more to the side of red. As the Arizal discusses in his explanation of the holiday of Pesach. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Kesef zebechinas ashirus shezoichin al yidei sipurei maisiyas shel bekerev shonim. Kesef refers to the level of wealth that a person is zoiche to from the lower level stories, the stories of Bekerev Shonim, Shehem Bechinas Shivim Ponim, which correspond to the 70 faces of the Torah, the 70 interpretations of the Torah, Shehem Bechinas Shivas Miabinyan, which correspond to the 7 lower spheroids, which correspond to the 7 days of the week, Shemaschilin Bechesed, of which the top one is Chesed, kindness, Bechinas Kesef, which is associated with silver. Again, chesed is whiteness. Silver also leans towards white. V'chol echod kolol mi'eser. And each one of those 7 spheroids is actually a composite of all 10. Heim b'china heim shivim. That's how we get 70. Aval zohov, whereas gold, hu b'b'chinas bina. Gold is higher than that. Gold is higher than the 7 lower ones. Gold is going into Bina. Shehu bechinas shoyresh kol hashivim ponim. That's the source from which those 7 lower spheroids receive their light. Bechinas sipurim aisis shel shonim kadmonios. That's the place of these ancient stories, the higher level stories. Shehem mi bina ulamala. They start from Bina and work their way up. You know, they're from Bina and above. V'ikar ha-ge'ula mi-Mitzrayim u-mi-kol ha-golyos ha-koil mi-shom. And the main redemption from Egypt, and the main redemption from all exiles, comes from upstairs, comes from Bina, from there. Ki mi-sitra de-yoiv la-nafku, because the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Jews went out of Egypt from Yovel. They drew the light from Yovel. Yovel is the 50th year, the Jubilee. The Zohar HaKadosh says that if you look in the Chumash, you'll find that the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned 50 times in the Torah to show us this point, that it's from this 50th level, the 50th level of Bina, that's what took us out of Mitzrayim. There was a light that came from Bina, which is that 50th level, that's what took us out of Mitzrayim. Ach geula harishoyna mimitzrayim hayisham rak eize heora ba'alma mibchina sipurei ma'aseh agvayim kanal. However, that first redemption when we went out of Egypt, even though we got light from that 50th level, from that Bina, it was just a drop. It was a flash of light. That's it. From that higher level sipurei ma'aseh, shem b'china zov, which is compared to gold. It was just a tiny, quick flash. Aval la'osid, whereas the geula that we're waiting for now, the final geula, tihye ikar ha-geula misham, then the main geula is going to be coming from upstairs, from that bina, from that zohar, from gold, from that higher level of store, the sipurei ma'aseh misham kadmonios. V'alkein nizke oz la'ashirus otzumoid, and this is why the wealth that the Jewish people are going to be zeichet to then is going to be billions of times bigger, much, much, much more than what the Jews achieved when they came out of Egypt. kemavur bekama psukim, as is expressed in many psukim in the Navi, when it speaks about the incredible wealth that Klal Yisrael is going to be zeichet to at the final gula. Ki ha'ashirus shel yitzias Mitzrayim bechinas harechush gadol, hakol nechshav kemoi kesef legabi zohov, keneged ha'ashirus shel hagula achrayna. Because the wealth of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that great wealth that it talks about there, is referred to like silver in comparison to gold, which is what we're going to have at the final Gula. That's when we're going to have gold. Ki oz nizke l'chol hoin d'alma. Because then we're going to be zeche to all the entire wealth of the whole world. In order to be able to receive the Hizboinenus HaTorah that Hashem is going to want to give us then. As much as the Jews received a very high level of Torah and light on Har Sinai, that's going to be micro compared to the incredible revelation of Das that Hashem is going to reveal by the final Gula. Rav Nosson Zal says now, V'ze b'chinas toirei zohov naselach umnekudois hakesef. This is a pasuk in Shir Hashirim where Hashem says to the Jewish people that when you came out of Egypt, I made for you these pieces of jewelry, ringlets and circlets of gold and silver. Shenemar al bizas hayom. This pasuk is speaking about the tremendous wealth that the Jews acquired when the Egyptians drowned in the Red Sea. We know that in the olden days, many times when they would go out to war, the soldiers, who, to show their confidence that they're so positive that they're going to win, they would take all the jewelry they have, gold and jewelry, and put it on their horses, you know, to show that we're going out and we're coming back not only with what we have, but we're going to add to our wealth. And Hashem, besides the fact that the Yidden cleaned out Egypt when they left Egypt, there was a second cleaning that was done when at the Yamsuf. Shehoyo bashvi shel Pesach, which took place on the seventh day of Pesach. Ve'oz achar kach hutra chometz. And it's then, after shvi shel Pesach, that chometz becomes permissible. Ki bigmar ha'geula shel Mitzrayim, shehu b'shas kriyas Yamsuf, because at the conclusion of the Gula, the redemption from Egypt, which was at the time of the splitting of the Red Sea, Oz nimshach aleihem bechinas he'oro yeseiro mebechinas sipurei ma'isias ha'gvoyim anal. Then the Jewish people received a major light coming from that higher level sipurei ma'isias, the sipurei ma'isias mishonim kadmonias. Shemishom ho'ashirus godol b'yoyser. That's connected to the highest level of wealth, the greatest wealth. Bebechinas chashivus zohov al kesef. Like the difference between gold over silver. You know, gold is a much higher level of wealth. V'ze machmas shekvar hoyo hisoyrus yoyser. And this is because the Jews were able to receive that light from the higher level Sipurei Maaseiyos, and they were able to receive this great wealth because we had taken certain initiative already. We had done a little bit already. What did we do? Number one, the leaving Mitzrayim, the leaving Egypt. And number two, we started the counting of the Sfira. Sheheim Iker Bechinas Isarusa de Lasata. These are two major examples of this initiative from below. Shema Oyer in Atzmon Le Kabbalah Satoira, where we prepare ourselves, we arouse ourselves to be able to receive the Torah. V'alkein Nikra Biza Sayam Keneged Aruchush Al Yitzias Mitzrayim Bebechinas Toire Zohar. This is why when the Pasuk compares the great wealth, the spoils of battle that the Jews got at the splitting of the Red Sea, compared to what they got when leaving Egypt, it's compared to it like gold compared to silver. Notice at the Yamsuf, it was a much higher level Ashirus. Aval Iker Zeho Inyan Bishleimus, Yenigma Rak Besoyf Hagulo Achroina. However, the real finishing touch on this, the real completion of this, will only be at the end of the final Gula. sheyiskayim al yedei zeh, which will be fulfilled through this same concept, as the pasuk says, tachas hanachoshes ovi zohov. Hashem says, I'm going to replace your copper with gold. That's a much bigger difference. V'chulu, etc., as the pasuk goes on to say over there. And this is the concept of the fact that chometz becomes permissible after Shvi Shel Pesach, shenimshach mebechinas shtei halechem shel shvuos. That heter, that permissibility of chometz, comes to us based on the two breads that are offered on Shavuos. Shenemar bohem, about which the Torah says, chometz teofena, they must be baked chometz. Shemaramzim al geulo ha'achroina, they allude to the final geula. Ukemuva mizeh b'makom acher, as we've discussed in other places in the Kutei Halachos. Ki b'shavuos shekvar zochinu l'kabbalas ha'Torah, because on Shavuos, when we were already zeichet to receive the Torah, shenizgalu hashivim ponim la'Torah shehoyu ne'elomim, whereby the 70 faces of Torah, which were hidden originally, bebechinas hasipurim aisyas shel bekerev shonim, in the lower level sipurim aisyas, on Har Sinai, they were revealed. Alkein ato yesh bechinas isarusa de lasata yoiser. Therefore, that means that once that took place, we already have a greater degree of isarusa de lasata than we had when we left Egypt. Which means we're able to start drawing upon ourselves light coming from those higher level stories. Shal yodom tihye hageula achroina, through which the final geula will take place. In other words, Yitzias Mitzrayim was one level of Isarusa de Lesata, which prepared us for Matan Torah on Har Sinai. Matan Torah on Har Sinai is considered an Isarusa de Lesata, prepping us for the real show, which is going to be the final geula. She'oz yiskayim kiloi b'chipozayin teitzeyu. When it comes to the final geula, then we will see the fulfillment of what the pasuk says, you're not going to leave in a hurry, in a rush. Shemachmazeh shtei alechem hemichometz. That's why these two breads that were brought on Shavuos are made from chometz, which is not in a hurry. Matzah has to be baked very quickly. Chometz takes much more time. And again, the two breads on Shavuos represent the final geula. Ki ikar isur chametz u'machmas hachipozon kemavur batoira. Because the main reason why we're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach is because of the rush, the great hurry that the Jews left Egypt in. As the pasuk says, vayoyfu es habotzek asher hotzim mitzrayim ugois matzois ki loy chametz. They baked the dough that they had taken out of Egypt into matzois, not chametz. Ki gorshu mi Mitzrayim, because we were chased out of Egypt. We couldn't take time. Avul bebechinas geula ha'achroina, whereas when the Torah describes the final geula, Ne'emar, it says, ki loy bechipozon teitzeyu. You're not going to go out in a hurry. V'alkein, and therefore, b'shavuos, on the holiday of Shavuos, shenimshech he'ora misham, where we're drawing light from the final geula, we're drawing light from those higher level Sipuri Maisius. Ne'emar chometz teofena. That's why the pasuk says that what you bake on Shavuos should be chometz. Umishom heter chometz achar shvi shel pesach kanal. And this is also the basis for why chometz becomes permissible after Shvi Shel Pesach, because there's been enough Isaruset El Sata, the going out of Egypt, and plus, combined with everything that took place at Kriyas Yamsuf, is enough of a preparation that now we're ready to start taking upon ourselves the final Gula, the light of the final Gula, the light of those higher level Sipurei Maaseis. And this also explains why Moshe Rabbeinu refused to take on the mission of taking the Jews out of Egypt. He kept trying to get out of it. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that after the Jews will be taken out of Egypt, they're going to sin. And eventually there'll be Beis HaMikdash, and the first Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. And there'll be a second Beis HaMikdash, and that'll be destroyed also. Ki yoda shebehechrich ligmoir hagula al yidei bechinas verav chesed. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that in order to finish the job, in order for there to be a final geula, it's going to require that light of verav chesed, that higher level light. That corresponds to those higher level stories, those ancient stories. Avol, however, Hashem Yisborach hichricho leilech. Hashem insisted and forced Moshe Rabbeinu to go on the mission. Ki efsher lahaschil mehem. Because you can't start from the top. You can't start from the top floor, from the Sipurim Ma'aseh Mishonei Kadmonis. You have to first start on a lower level and then work your way up. Because the Jews would first have to go through a major, major accomplishment in receiving the Torah, which would be achieved through the minimum Isarusa de Lesata that the Jews made when they left Egypt. The Dam Pesach, the Dam Mila, the going out of Egypt. And then, after receiving the Torah on Har Sinai and Shavuos, then we'll be ready for a higher level Hisoyrus. And even though the Jews are going to sin the way they sinned afterwards, yesh tikva acharkach, there is hope afterwards. Because once the Torah already exists in the world and it's been presented publicly, officially, and the Gemara tells us that even the worst sinners are packed with mitzvahs, like a pomegranate is packed with pits. And certainly, the religious people, the tzaddikim, they certainly are packed with mitzvahs. So even though they also have many sins and there are going to be many mistakes, al kein yuchlu gdoilei hatzaddikim lahamshich bechina sipurei maisis shel shonim kadmonios. That's why it'll be possible for the great tzaddikim to be able to draw upon us these stories, these ancient stories, Shehem Bechinas Hadrasponim, which represent the bright light of Hashem's face, Kaviyochel, Shaidei, this Verav Chesed, Shaidei Ze, Yo'oiru Me'ashena Kol Anoifim Sheboilim, by which they'll succeed in waking up from sleep all the people who have fallen spiritually throughout the entire world, Ad shetia geula shlema she'en achreya golus v'ganal, till it'll lead to a final redemption, after which there will be no more exiles. This will be a permanent redemption.